PM. Conference Select Board to first item up is approval agenda.
So move.
Second. Motion and second. Everyone in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Approval of the June 2nd, 2026 regular meeting. Minutes?
Move to approve.
Motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Citizens' concerns.
Right here. Here's a road. I really feel just because of the activity where I live, I own both sides of the road, and we do often go back and forth, rather it's cutting, whatever we're doing, but we're crossing the road constantly. But the speed limit through there is 35 miles an hour. People don't know, it comes to kind of a dead end, class four, ain't gonna get there from here, and there's a lot of speeding going by. And I just feel sometime that somebody's gonna get hurt out there, because right now is a busy season, we have that Jerry Jam coming up, there's families, people there working with the kids running back, But and then sometimes I have heavy equipment up there, and if I'm going from one side of the road to the other, if I have an excavator, I have to have that boom down so I don't take wires out, so that means I have 15, 20 feet of boom out in front of me that I can't always see up and down the road. For the most part, I get lucky. Sometimes I get off and look. And the minute I get on and go to do something, it's like, oh shit. Boy, you've got a big trailer on the back of your truck, you're trying to back in. Another old shit. Sorry about that, but it's the way it is. But I'm hoping if we could lower the speed limit to maybe 25. I'd like to see 20, because that would probably make them go 30. Because nobody, nobody goes under 35 sometimes. The four-wheelers are getting better. Some of them are great, but some of them go by, you can't tell if it's a girl or a guy.
Yeah.
But it is a concern.
As I said, it's a pretty short stretch of road right there.
It is, but when you're coming down the road, and it's a nice, wide, straight road.
Right.
Believe me, I've got a niece that flies by at 15. You can stand at the mailbox and touch a car, and she never sees you.
Right, yeah.
And she ain't the only one.
Yep.
They don't even know you exist there. But, please consider it.
Okay.
It's not just because of me and the dust and shit that's around my house all the time when they come flying through. It's just other people's safety. Please.
Which road is this?
Mitchell Road.
Mitchell.
That's the one over there by the state trooper that heads out into the middle of nowhere?
Yeah.
And why are they going so fast it?
Because they can.
I mean, does the four-wheeler trail even go past that last field?
I used to have it over on the other side going around my fields and stuff, which was awesome in its own way, but it went from being able to drive it with my truck to not being able to drive it with my truck, because they tear up a corner real bad and all that is left is stone.
Right.
And it's just like, when they're coming back up through from the bottom of the trail, it's spinning tires all the way up. You're never gonna keep a good road no matter how good he grades it, because it's just all the way up through there, and then the rain comes and washes it down in the ditch, and I go get it and put it somewhere. But it's all good gravel, but it's in the ditch.
What is the speed limit there, 30?
35.
Five. Yeah. And I'm not, haven't got into the traffic plan in a while. 35 is the lowest we can go without having the sheriff come by. Is that what it is, isn't there?
That's fine, bring him on.
Yeah, I think, don't they have to do like a
study?
A traffic study. I don't know if they put one of those wires across, or actually a sheriff sits there.
I think he has to sit there and visually do something. We haven't done that in quite a while. I can't remember exactly how it works, but 35 is the lowest we can legally do without having a study done. So.
Okay.
So have a study, please. For someday it's going to be blood on your hands and not on mine, because I warned all of you. You don't live there. You don't see it. I do.
So can we reach out to the sheriff and...
He knows more about that than I do, as he's had to do quite a few of them, I think, so.
It's only a matter of time for somebody to be surprised by something and styles and stands.
Will you do that, Susan?
What's that?
Will you reach out to the sheriff?
Yeah. Do you want me to contact Logan first and see if we still have to go that? Because I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming things probably have changed since...
Well, Trevor's pretty familiar with the whole thing, so...
Okay.
And while I'm bitching. It's not a real bad concern, but it could be, and that's at the intersection of Stagecoach and Mitchell. There is no culverts coming in that three-way intersection. All the water from the gentleman's driveway right there, you can see it coming bailing down through his driveway. All the rain, water, and stuff comes off Stagecoach Road, and whatever comes off the Halsted area right there, but it turns to the left and heads down the mountain, down towards Mitchell Road. But if it starts getting a lot of silt, it makes a ditch across the road. When I had equipment, I used to go up there and fix it because I couldn't drive through it. But I would just think, and I know Everett I was crossing him, he did have time to come down tonight, but he said if you needed any verification on that, please give him a call. But it does. There's no culverts on anybody's driveway right there, and it does wash, and it gets rough as shit, and I don't know, it's been how many years since those roads have been there. It needs a culvert. It needs a couple culverts somewhere.
Yeah, I'm just... I can look at it. I'm not sure about running the culvert across the road anywhere. I have to look at it. We have to be putting water out on the guy's lawn, I think, so...
Not really. You just look at it a little bit. I got it all figured out. You need a picture. I do it every day for a living.
So you look into it then?
Yep.
Good. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Nate.
I'm all done.
All right. Anyone else?
I just have a request.
Okay.
My name is Heidi Zhang, and I'm here on behalf of Sid's pantry.
Yep.
The pantry at the Concord Health Center, and they would like to host a 5K event in September, on the 26th of September. They would like the 5K to start at Concord School and go down Prospect Street to Hudson Road and loop back over Cross Road back to the school. They will provide insurance. There will be no food trucks this year. So we're just looking for permission to do that.
I don't see any issue with it.
We've done it before, right?
Yep, we do the Concord Health Center, just the 5K.
Right.
Yep, I think Sid has done the 5K too in the past.
Yep. Anybody good to that? Go for it.
Yeah. We're fine with that.
Thank you.
All right. That was it.
Thank you.
All set on citizens' concerns? All right, moving on.
Dog licenses, we have 270 dogs licensed so far. Susan's sending the second delinquent dog letter, so we have 25 remaining dogs to do. Back in June of 2023, the select board approved use of the town clerk's preservation fund to allow Paula to scan older land record volumes. She's been working away at that, and had she just finished book 47, which goes back 41 years in the land records to 1985. So that's a total of 18 books that have been scanned since she started doing the project. And she's doing a lot of other stuff for me. Last week I got to meet the Vermont District Wetlands Ecologist, Lauren Sofer. She left some wetlands pamphlets for Nick as he wasn't here. But she, in fact, Alita has been trying to reach her. She seems very willing to come and talk to homeowners about wetlands and all that. We are going to schedule a Republican and Democratic committee meeting Monday, July 20th at 5:30 to select a slate of candidates for Justice of the Peace. We'll have 7 openings for the November election, and I do have candidates for all of the positions so far.
Good.
Primary election will be held Tuesday, August 11th from 10 to 7. We've received our ballots. I've already sent out one to Germany, and one has already voted, and one's been sent out. So we'll be sending out the rest Thursday, and trying to do it before the postage rates go up. And I don't know if there will be another revote of the school budget. There's a petition afoot to have that done. So I'm hoping I don't have another election, but that may...
The one that was just approved?
Yeah, they had
someone's
a recount.
Someone's contesting?
Yes, they had a recount. They recounted it and same passed by 25 votes. But now there's another petition, I hear, to do an actual re-vote of that. So that could be election number 6 for us. So it's not cheap. Yeah. But now that's it, unless you have any questions for me.
All right. Treasurer?
Treasurer's on vacation. But she did provide the warrants if anybody wants to take a look.
Yep. They're all signed in as well.
Okay. Thank you, Jim.
And Dane?
They did get the sidewalks done down here before the deadline this
yep.
year. And I didn't realize, I guess you guys budgeted for another round of that this year. I think Audra said 20,000.
I believe we did. I think there was, yeah, because I think what he did was budgeted. Oh, I hate the way this budget runs. I do believe we budgeted another 20. Yes.
Audra looked and yeah. said there is, which I didn't realize, but
yeah.
I'm assuming we want to put that out a bit again.
I would, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little aware of that.
I don't know if we do have money there. The only issue I have is we were going to continue on from there up through. Stone Environmental called the other day. I guess they're going to be at Linda's office Thursday. I don't know if you know that or not.
No. Well, I know they called. They were looking for you.
They got to put those test wells in. It must be something to do with the store. And they wanted to drill them right in the sidewalk. And I said, we just poured that new section. I'd rather you didn't do that.
Yeah.
But they've got to go right in that area. So I don't know if maybe we'll have to hold off. He said they shouldn't be much, should be less than a year. So maybe we'll skip a spot. And I know we get a bad spot here by Mark Johnson's. But
yeah.
I guess I'll just wait until after I talk to them and see where we're going to go with it.
Right.
I don't know why they can't go. There's 18 inches between the curb and the sidewalk.
I don't think they'd be able to.
I guess the state doesn't want them to do that. It's the state's right away the whole way through, and so we don't have a lot of say in anything anyways.
Right.
But I'll talk to him and see what he's got to
right.
say about it. That's about all I got.
Is he going to come and visit you on Thursday?
He's going to come see you first to check right away. He's down
okay.
there, I guess.
All right. All right.
Assessor.
Okay, so... I had some better news for you here, but just want to at least give you this first, and then we'll talk about it.
As long as I'm not on there.
You were, I don't know if you're on there or not.
Have you got an extra?
The summary. You want me to give you my copy?
Okay, no, yep, yeah, that'll work.
So what I've given you here is the summary of our grand list, ultimately real value for this year. And basically what it's showing is that our grand list for this year is actually, as compared to last year, is a negative $16,600. So this is per category, is what you're seeing here. What I highlighted for you in particular, and this is the part that we don't have a lot of control over, unfortunately, we lost over $1.6 million through utility accounts. Utility accounts through the state are reported values. So they supply us with the values, and I have no choice but to administer those values. Otherwise, it counts against your common level of appraisal. The loss is a combination of the way that utility companies depreciate their assets, and also the fact that last year, the way that the state weighs the utilities, it's based on rate payers. So your community being smaller, unfortunately, you get punished by not having as many ratepayers as somebody like St. Johnsbury, who gained roughly about $11 to $12 million on that end. So this year, we do as the best that we can in terms of growing your grand list to try to offset your municipal tax rate, and hopefully, you know, lessen that at least that municipal side on your residents. This year, I felt like I kind of had the Goliath working against me here a little bit. So I felt that it was fair to at least report to you the circumstance here in terms of what we're looking at. We were at more of a loss there. It helped that I was able to add the K cable account. So you have like Charter Spectrum here. We're able to add that as a real estate account and not a like a personal property account, just through the way that the state does their telecommunications now. So like the category underneath the highlighted negative $1.610 million there, that $253,200 is what we gained through the telecommunications. But unfortunately, in my the top categories on that sheet, residential one, meaning improved parcels under 6 acres of land, 11 code or residential two, improved over 6 acres. You can see that we gained, you know, roughly about $1 million on that end anyways. But the utility end of it really just kind of dragged us down this year. So I'm not saying there's a whole lot we can really do about it in terms of the way. There's an article that was written last year about Maidstone. Maidstone really felt it last year in terms of getting a lot of their utilities chopped off. But, you know, I was pretty frustrated to just see, you know, we do the best we can with open building permits, under construction. Again, we try to grow your grant list the best we can. But really just had that Goliath just kind of working against us this year. So I just felt it was fair to at least get in front of you as a board to at least describe and talk about the circumstance here a little bit. So it's unfortunate that you kind of feel like the little communities kind of just get shoved off to the side when it comes to utility values like this anyways. But I don't think that there's a whole lot of recourse in this case, but at least to talk about the circumstance here.
How often does the power company do this to us?
So every year they report their values to the state. So it's through like they use this kind of cost method, that, and then the state ultimately has their appraiser. I think his name is Brian Fogg, who they use anyways. Skip Sanssouci has been somebody who's a utility appraiser in the past. So they use like kind of a bit of like a capped formula to be able to do this. Unless a utility company is putting in new equipment, so like poles, wires, substation like that, basically they're going to depreciate their equipment every year. It just, you know, it's that. And I'll say this fundamentally, and I don't care if this is going on the record at all, but I look at things logically and fundamentally, and okay, all of you own homes in this community, okay? Do you necessarily come in and to say, hey, my property has depreciated annually and it should go down based on, you know, how much it's worn out? Utility companies get the benefit of doing that. So in this case, it's like they kind of just, hey, this is what we're reporting and you have less rate payers here, so we're going to weight it a bit differently. And like I said, it just kind of feels like when the rich get richer a little bit, because, I mean, I'm the assessor in St. Johnsbury too, and I know that they're happy about their growth over there, but it comes with casualties, unfortunately. Right. You know?
So, you say they depreciate every year. Is that their equipment?
Yep.
Because they can't depreciate their property because the property's not going down.
So all of, like, in that highlighted category that I've given to you, the 1.6, none of that is, like real estate, if you will. Okay. Like, it's all equipment value. So it's all about transmission between poles and wires. It's all that. That's not necessarily like a land category there. Right. I mean, in some cases, they have like land values if they own land, but those are fairly fixed in terms of just, hey, under the last reappraisal, if Green Mountain, I'm just throwing out an example, but Green Mountain Power owns, you know, this amount, that's not necessarily changing. It's about their transmission, their poles and wires. You know, other communities, they've appealed to me before, and they make arguments like, well, this span of poles and wires really has no value to, well, obviously it has a value to you, because if it wasn't there, your whole operation would be nothing at all. So I just, you know, I try to be an advocate for the clients that we have, like as small, as large as they may be. I just feel like this is a tough pill to swallow, you know.
Well, should we see any benefit to the new upgrade that's going in?
So everything, in terms of the benefit, any like utility benefit would have to be reported to us by the state. So the state is ultimately going to issue me, per a spreadsheet, these are what the values that you need to administer. And they basically say to me, if you go outside of the box on that, first of all, you're on your own to defend it. And second of all, when we do our equalization process, and this is what we reported to you, and if you're going to go with something different, that's going to count against your CLA at that point.
I mean, like, logically, when they're upgrading that whole power line, that the state should recognize that as an increased value.
They should. They should, ultimately. So, you know, so, potentially next year, like if it's a, you know, hey, it's not an active system right now, or we're still in the process, you'd like to hope at least by next year when they send me the spreadsheet that certainly it's going to yield like a positive value and not a negative one necessarily, but.
Well, can we urge them to reevaluate it because it is brand new?
We could.
But how do we do that?
I mean, I can contact our district advisor and to say, hey, we believe that we have a utility that's making improvements. Our expectation is that that value is going to be a positive for next year. Is that something that you can confirm? You know, and they may give me the kind of the boilerplate answer on something like that until we get closer to like next year's grand list and their utility appraiser does what he has to do. But I mean, I can at least put it on their radar that that's our expectation.
Well, I guess what I would hope that wouldn't happen would be that this whole project would just go under the radar, and the state wouldn't even know about it.
They're spending millions, and they're costing us millions.
And miles and miles and miles.
And I just hate to see, I mean, I know it's not a lot of, like, loss. It's not like we've lost, like, $1 million on our grand list. But, like, to me, loss means that more than likely your municipal rate is going to have to increase as a result of that. So, like, I know nobody necessarily wants to see any increase. But to see that the circumstance was because of the reported utility values like that, it kind of feels like, is Concord being represented here? You know what I mean? Is this more just the, you know, again, I'm giving you too much opinion, my own opinion, and not necessarily like an objective take here, but that just frustrated me. My guys spend considerable time going out, checking building permits, looking at properties that are under construction. You know, we try not to create value like artificially, but we try to capture it. We try to grow your grand list, you know, as much as we can within the realm of what kind of Concord yields annually like that. And it's like that was just like something that really worked against us this year. That's the first time I've really seen something like that work against us and that to that extent.
Well, I guess the last thing I'd say was if the state will recognize depreciation, they should recognize an increase in value.
All right.
Simple as that.
I agree with you. I agree. And I can tell you from experience, a utility provider makes improvements. I've certainly seen their valuations increase as a result of that. So I think that if that's our expectation here, hopefully we see that expectation play out. But in terms of what their utility appraiser is going to come up with and what they're going to give me next year for a spread, it's like, it's one of those like wait and see kind of things, you know?
So a question, when people go off the grid and do all solar and stuff, does that kind of go against what you're talking about and lower, I would think, for the electricity part of it?
Not necessarily. Okay. I mean, the first thing I'll say is that any residential solar under 50 kilowatts, which is like every residential solar install, that's all exempted under state law anyways. But pulling, it's more the size of your community, like in general, as compared to like the size of the community in St. Johnsbury, and to just see that level of ratepayers. Like you may lose a couple here because they decided to go fully off grid, but I don't think that's necessarily what is making or break here. It's just more the way that they've weighted, right, the ratepayers, like in general. This began last year, the way that they started kind of creating a new system of just like, hey, smaller towns, less ratepayers. We're going to allocate less utility value to the smaller communities. But again, I know from, I think it was a VT Digger article or some last year, Maidstone was like a case in point of, you know, in 1 year, we got all of this stripped off and we had to go kind of back to the drawing board. And it's like our community isn't going to necessarily like it, what our tax rate is going to become. But if we lost all of that tax base, there's only really so much we can do about it.
Or are they figuring in any appreciation on this as well for this year for the new transmission lines and everything that's going in?
All of your, yeah.
So it was all depreciate, and so they didn't factor in any of that new stuff.
I mean, I'm
not saying that okay, we're 30% down on this project, and that's going to bring this much in. No.
Nope.
They're not saying we're not getting anything on it until it's done, until
right.
It's completed.
And I'm going off of, like, without having each individual, like, utility electric account in front of me, I want to say every one of them was a loss in value. It wasn't like, okay, you know, one or two accounts is driving this. Like, I think every one of your utility accounts lost value because of depreciation.
Mm-hmm.
So just to, I know you don't necessarily, you're not taking action necessarily on this. It's just at least making you aware of the circumstance here, because I know you're going to reach a point here when I bring current use down into billing, you're pretty much going to be ready at that point to set a meeting, to set a tax rate. So I just at least wanted to appear in front of you before you did that. So it's not like, how come we're setting a higher municipal rate when we expect you go out and you do your work here, and it's like, not only did you not grow anything, but we lost money somehow. Like, how did that happen? So
appreciate you bringing that.
Yeah, no problem at all, because like I said, the two primary categories, you can see we grew it by like just over a million or so is what we were able to grow those two categories. So organically, it's, hey, somebody's got a building permit, they build a house, or hey, somebody, you know, had an unfinished house last year, we went to check the status on it, it was either finished or it was more done than it was last year. So there's a lot of different reasons like why those categories increased, but again, the Goliath there was just dragging us back down.
Speaking of that, you do an annual investigation of new properties. Did you leave it from Linda or from Nick?
I know for a fact they came and visited me about 2 months ago.
You're Jason, right?
No, I'm Richard.
Richard.
Renterfield.
Okay.
He took pictures and everything. And I am completely off-grid because they wouldn't bring the power to my house.
I think actually, so I think, not to like oust you both anyway, I think you might have gotten
He's
one
Jason.
Too anyway. So, yeah, and in terms of, like I said, I don't think you have so many off-grid residents to where like that's necessarily driving it, but it's just the community size in general, the amount of like people that you have that live here as opposed to some of the larger municipalities. And
makes sense. They're only generating so much revenue from us, whereas more residents would be more revenue.
And that's more their new
mortgage system.
It doesn't make it right, but it makes sense.
There's more and more residences, second homes, permanent homes, that are living off the grid. I mean,
It's more cost-effective, I'll be honest.
What's that?
It's more cost-effective. I can't tell you how many times, how much I was paying for electric. Just put it bluntly, it wouldn't bring the power to me. It would have cost me $55,000 to bring the electric line a half a mile, and that doesn't take it to my cabin.
Yeah.
It cost a fraction for me to install that solar.
I know. I went through it.
And it worked all winter. So, I mean, why would I waste my money?
I mean, to Jordan, I don't want to like beat a dead horse, but to your point, what you said, it's like when I first started working here more than probably 10 years ago, at least 10, 15 years ago, it's like people didn't used to live on in an area like Johnson Road or something, you know, and it's like as time went on and people are looking for a different solution, and this, it's like you see more people deciding to do stuff like that, you know? All right. Well, appreciate you having me.
Oh, appreciate you.
Good and simple.
Again, Matt.
You have a good one.
Thanks.
Good to see you.
Zoning administrator is
not here.
Can I ask a question on the zoning administrator? I've fielded a lot of phone calls this week for him. Does anybody know like when his vacation is starting?
He actually texted me before, and I forgot my phone.
Okay.
He actually texted me right before we left that he wasn't going to be here. And he's leaving the end of the week.
Okay.
Is that Nick?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he did say he had a couple of permits that he would have completed before he goes.
Okay, great. Because I've been getting a lot of calls. So. Thank you.
Fire department.
No one.
Health officer.
I did have one inquiry, and she asked if I wanted her to send her credentials, and I said, absolutely, email them to me. Never heard another thing from her. So it's still posted that we're looking for a health officer.
All right.
I get a thought, and I don't know if valid or not, but we have a health center in town. Is there any possibility that there might be somebody within that organization, staff?
Right now, probably not. Because there's a little bit of turmoil right up there right now. So probably not.
Okay.
I don't know, I went there, they seemed happy.
I don't know, I was talking to one of the nurses before I came. I'm not going to go into it, but...
You should.
It's, I'm not going to, because she's my friend, so...
Not on TV.
It's not going well.
All right, well...
Oh, here's the most important one.
And then, brand administrator.
Hello.
Well, I met with Mindy Barth last week.
Ren or Barth, you can choose.
Ren or Barth? And 2 weeks ago, actually, I didn't borrow that. But anyway, she's interested in helping us out with grant writing, so.
Yeah. A little bit more than interested. I've actually already started. And I spent probably about 5 hours. I've gone through and I've identified at least 7 grants that may apply to the town hall and other town properties. I've identified an additional 4 grants for tax credits that may benefit any 501c3s, private rental properties, private homes in the historic district. I mean, these are just, as I'm going by, I'm just taking notes because, you know, I might turn around in 6 months and someone says to me, by the way, how about, you know, this property or that property? Let me see, I've identified 2 grants that can be used for planning improvements. Technical support, updates of existing town plans, if that's of any interest to anyone. I don't know where we're at on all those things. I have reached out to 2 people who work with the State Historic Preservation Grants, and I'm on their contact list now for future opportunities. Both people that I spoke with encouraged that we get the town hall listed on state and national registers of historic places. That's often a requirement for grant funding. A registration appears to be voluntary and honorary. So just appearing on the list creates no obligation, but so we're not, just being on that list doesn't say, oh, well, it has to be this right shade of yellow or anything like that. So just being on the list is honorary and no obligation. However, if we start taking grant money, we must, for many of the grants that I've looked at, sign a historic preservation easement. Which I brought an example. I'm sorry, I only brought one because I didn't know what it would be like here. You just want to take a quick look and pass around. I don't know if this is the kind of direction you want to take. You know, there's all kinds of, the historic character shall be preserved. If you have changes, you have to talk to the state and things like that. So I don't know if we have a town lawyer, because as soon as you get into things like easements, that's legal matters. And I don't know what your intention is as far as pursuing that kind of money. Now, the money available in those sort of situations is rather nice. I mean, it can be anywhere from $20,000 to $60,000 for projects. But then you all of a sudden have to answer to someone.
Right.
So that's something to keep in mind. And I did check, and it does appear that it wouldn't getting on the registries wouldn't affect insurance rates or anything, because there's no they're not expecting that any, if there's any damage, there would be replication or reconstruction once a historic property burns to the ground or something like that. They're not looking for an insurance carrier to cover the cost of rebuilding it as is or anything. So that really getting on a state or national registry does appear at this moment to have no obligation on our part. It's honorary, but it does open up the door to lots of grants. I do have an email out to folks at the state to confirm that for me, however, because I want to make sure.
I'm overwhelmed with your information.
Oh,
and enthusiasm.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm looking for direction, because
there's some things. Do you have any experience in this field, or?
Oh, well, I've had a lot of, I've worked with grants, I've worked with.
You have?
Yes, I mean, yeah, I've worked with a lot of nonprofits in the Northeast Kingdom in the past 20 years. So.
Awesome.
Yeah, no, it's great, and a lot of marketing, and a lot of planning, and things like that, and I'm happy to say that there does appear to be opportunities, but there always is those obligations that we have to weigh as well.
Right.
I did start looking into, are there any grants that don't have easements? And those are going to be much smaller, much probably not as targeted for what we're looking for. From my understanding, we're looking right. for upgrades and structure and that.
Absolutely. Yeah. An opportunity is before us.
Yeah. So, what's that involve, getting it on the historic register?
Well, the good news is there was a study apparently somebody did in, I think, 1979 regarding our historic district. So a lot of information is already at the state, which I was just amazed that they could just pull that out and send it to me. I didn't even know it existed. Anyway, so getting on a registry, we're going to have to describe the building in detail in the way that I don't know that I have that kind of expertise, but I'm sure that with the details from 1979 and people who know more about these buildings than I do, we can put together a
detailed script.
A detail. And photographs.
We have a lot of needs.
Yeah.
Yes. So, but they want to know everything about, like, this style, the year, the history. I do know that those things exist because, like I said, there's some really nice information in the 1979 report. So hopefully it would just be a matter of updating the last 50 years, if there's been anything to update.
Well, that makes us historic.
Yeah, it does.
Some of us.
Yes, but that's probably several hours of work, I would imagine, and some someone working with me on that, as that's four levels to document. Is that correct for the town halls? And four.
Well, there's two basements, the main floor, and then the four, and the bell tower.
The bell tower. Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of information, but
four or five.
And what about people? There was one gentleman, I think he was the first to develop a saw blade of some sort or something, came here from Concord.
There's
this
lots of
here not too long ago, and I'm sorry I don't remember everything I read, but I know it sticks in my mind that, hey, this is cool. Right here in Concord, this guy did this, you know.
I think there are lots of opportunities. I was just starting with the town hall because I understand that's the area of greatest need, but being in the historic district, there are probably other properties and possibly even those two bridges that could benefit from some grant money. But
good luck on the bridges. We've been fighting with the state for years.
Yeah. It's a 1930, is that what I saw when I drove over it tonight? I was craning my neck to see what
it
said.
I think it was the 27 flood that took it out.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay. The last report that I read said we were not a priority for those bridges, but that might have been under a different category. If something I had read had included those in the historic district, but we want to probably take a closer look and see whether or not those bridges are.
But I think the state, to the best of my knowledge, the state controls the bridges.
Yes, I mean, but there also are, there's grant money for bridges.
Right.
There actually is. That's one of the, and cemeteries. I don't know what our needs might be there. Again, these are just little ideas that I jotted down as I was looking for things for the town hall. We do fit into a really nice category because we're under 7,000 people, we're under 3,000 people, and some grants are actually looking and in the Northeast Kingdom. So when you get into those, they're looking to support smaller communities and also Northeast Kingdom because we're more in need than many other areas of the state. So some opportunity out there.
Interesting.
So you may not have the answer to this, but one of the things we'll have to do with the town hall is a new fire escape.
Yeah.
And I, the compatibility, does it have to be the same design and materials as
the they would have had in? I don't think so. I mean, again, I don't know for sure, but I'm thinking if we get on the registry, there is a grant for some ADA compliance and things like this. But I don't know how we can work that in first, see what, you know, what to do with the, I don't know. It might be a matter of timing, which one we go for first before we, then we say this is the existing building, and then they'll look at that as the starting point perhaps.
Yeah.
I'd have to find out. I wouldn't want to get into a situation where we're already receiving grant money, and then we want to put something on the building that wasn't there.
Right.
And then now we've got an extra, you know, committee somewhere in Montpelier that wants to come out and take a look.
Yeah.
So probably it's a matter of ordering things.
So try to get on the registry would probably be the best thing.
Yeah. It looks like there's no obligation for that. I mean, it doesn't look like they can tell us yes, no, or anything in between. It's not our position.
Well, then we're on the books at least.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's nothing more because they did took a lot of work for getting it on the, you know, on the town, you know, that historic town thing. So, I mean, there's stuff out there.
Yeah, there.
On that. But
when I talked to the Elizabeth Peebles, I think, at the state, she sent me the document from 1979, and she said, well, you're not on the state registry, you're not on the national registry, but you at least did do this in 1979, which is a good start. And I thought, okay. Forward-thinking folks, yeah. 1979.
But where do we go from here?
I think you got to hire her first.
Yeah. Oh. Why she's just spinning her wheels. We don't have a compensation package for this, do we?
I don't know. Is there something in the budget for the?
Well, I mean, there's yes, there's like a money amount, but I mean, like what, like the board I talked about before about a grant administrator. Like it's somebody to like look for the grants and then administer the grants, see it from start to finish. You
and
know what I mean?
Do they get like a portion of that grant based on their performance or do we pay them outright?
Well, it was like 20,000. It's however the board wants to do it. I mean, up to 20,000.
Is there money in the...
Yeah, I mean, we have...
We have
every year for... But of course, it's in the general fund, so it doesn't roll over. So every year, it's just 20,000.
So it is. So we have that seed money to start with.
Yes.
How does that sound?
I accept.
Boy, you're easy.
Well, wait a minute. Yeah.
Did you say I accept?
I said I accept.
She did.
We're happy to have you.
Well, yeah. Thank you.
Very happy.
No, I'm thrilled to be doing it. It benefits my community.
Yep. I think Dane has a question.
I'm just a little confused on the we have 20,000. Is that what we're offering? Is 20,000?
Well, it's 20.
That's a cap. That's what we're looking at. You know,
that's what's
that's what we're doing.
It's 20,000 for the year.
And
it's 20,000 for the year.
Right.
Yeah.
And for that amount of money, she's going to research grants, apply for grants, help us get on the historical record.
And get you money.
And hopefully have money coming back
right.
to pay for some of these
projects.
Projects on the town hall, like the windows, the fire escape, the painting, and maybe even on this building.
Yep. Yes.
And that one we're going to burn down at some point in time.
It looks like we're talking about a stipend.
No.
Well, I mean, do you have an hourly or a...
I do have an hourly that I use with my other clients for... the consulting business, and it's $60 an hour. Mm-hmm. So
60.
You're already over
yes.
$300.
Yep.
So, this would be a labor of love. And
budget session's coming right up. We have to adjust it anyway.
Yeah, and it's you know, it is what it is. You obviously have. A passion for it, you're going after things, and that's the big thing we need anyways, is that, and as long as we can get some
absolutely
something back out of it is what we're looking for.
Right,
we don't
right.
And I have no doubts that it'll be on top of it.
Yeah, I think there are plenty of opportunities. I think what might limit us is, I mean, if you were to tell me tomorrow, hey, easements are not a problem, that's probably going to, everybody does it, right. Let's go for it. I could probably bring in more money. But if we're saying we want to stay away from those types of grants, I'm probably going to bring in $500 grant, $1,000 grant, you know, the smaller private ones that don't have anything to do with state and national requirements.
Right.
So it's really, if you I just want to make sure everyone's looking at it through that lens, the more restrictions, the fewer opportunities for grant money. But maybe that's, I mean, we don't want to be involved in those kinds of situations. That's something that you need to think about for.
Well, we got to look to the future, and the town's going to be here for long, long after we're gone.
And I think when it comes to the town hall, that's definitely something that we would want on the registry anyway.
Yes.
I mean, that building should never change.
But this has to be maintained.
Yes. And that's a cost.
Yeah. Wonderful.
So what's the consensus?
Well, probably so. It should be definitely a motion, whatever you guys decide to do.
So let me ask this. What are your intentions? Are you going to bill us at your rate? Is that how this is going to work? Are we doing a stipend?
Those are two options. Either pay her hourly and she submits based on the amount of work she's done, or we pay her a set amount for the year. Is that what I'm understanding?
But yeah, that's. I think yeah,
$20,000.
We need to figure that out.
$60 an hour. That's gonna go fairly fast.
It is. I mean, she already put in 5 hours, so technically she would be charging us for $300 already.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only the beginning of the year. She hasn't even found any money yet. And we're not on a historical record.
Well, it's not all
I understand that completely.
Well, it's for 1 year. I mean, we get the $20,000.
And that's the thing. I mean, we kind of started from a dead hitch here. We don't have anything to compare it with because we've never done anything. So
true. True.
This is
I
just
say
fall
if the money's there, that we go ahead and set her up for the year.
Yeah.
I mean, is that wrong?
I'm not opposed to anything. I'm just trying to figure it out. I mean, so what you're saying is...
I mean, we've talked about it for 3 or 4 meetings now in a row about trying to find money. So we have the money set aside in the budget, from what I understand, for someone to pay someone to actually do the job to find the money, the grants.
Again, I'd suggest we do the $60 an hour and put it towards the $20,000.
I would agree.
If we need to do something different or whatever, we'll deal with it when time comes. But at least we'll have the process started.
Yes.
I agree.
How do you feel about that?
I'm happy whichever way you decide.
I'll make that a motion.
I'll second it.
Oh, wait a minute. What's the emotion?
Yeah,
well, the emotion. Said,
well,
$60 an hour until the $20,000. Not to go over the $20,000.
Okay, so you're going to hire her.
So we have a motion for that.
Okay, so you're going to do a motion for that, and then we'll do the...
I'll make a motion that we hire Mindy Wren to be our grant administrator at a present rate of $60 per hour. That's for some right.
Until you want me to add until you reach the 20,000?
As long as she doesn't
and then
do
revisit.
More than 11 hours a month, she's good for the year. I just figured it.
Yes, I would definitely put the 20,000 cap on that.
Congratulations, honey.
And then, before budget season rolls around, we'll see how things are going. We'll help. It should help
we
us plan for next
easier.
Year.
We have to spend more. We'll find the money to spend more.
True.
Well, I'll second Roger's motion.
All right.
Did you get it, Susan?
I'm getting there. Okay, George Morehouse made a motion to hire Mindy Wren as grant administrator at the rate of $60 per hour until the $20,000 is reached.
to be a risk.
$20,000 annual max. For this budget season, anyway.
You get it?
Yes.
Why aren't you working over there?
My motion.
She's 11 hours. She's been working 11 hours.
11 hours?
Did we take the vote?
We had a second motion, so Jason has to call the vote.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Welcome.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Yes. Thank you.
Looking forward.
So, Mindy, when Audra gets back, she's actually on vacation and for the next 2 weeks. So when she gets back, if you want to just pop in at some point, because she'll have you fill out some paperwork so she can put you in the system to be able to pay you or get that straightened around.
So I just want to clarify, I do have the go-ahead to...
You're hired, yes.
Well, yes, but the next part is the state and national registry. I'll start with the state registry. That sounds like a plan.
Put a town hall.
Yes,
for town hall. Do we vote on that?
Yes.
Probably we should vote on that.
I love the way everybody looks at me. I would vote on it just to be safe. I would. That's my...
I will make a motion to
have Mindy apply for the town hall to be put on the state registry, historic registry. Is that correct?
Sounds good. I'll second that motion.
All right. We got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
What's the right verbiage to, you don't apply, or do you apply to get on it?
You do apply because they can turn you down.
Okay.
But I don't think that they will. I think we have a lot of things in our favor.
Okay, so to apply to have the town hall put on the
the state national registry. Oh, I'm sorry, the state historic registry. That's what I'm looking for.
The state.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
And also to add to that, Mindy's would really like one specific contact person, so she doesn't have to run around to all of us to get answers when she needs answers. So. I think Susan would be the go-to on that, the best go-to. She's available, and if she needs any further info,
I'll give you my cell phone number because in the summer, well, I'm everywhere.
Yes.
And even at home, just.
Do you take calls or do you?
I do whatever you want. Call me, text me, email me.
I don't text. I'm either an email person or a call.
Either one. I'm always, I'll sit there at night and look at my email.
Okay, good.
I will warn you though. She's the person that will set her cell phone down somewhere and be off doing something where she can't.
Yeah, I don't carry it around, but I do check it. I check it very often.
She's probably not going to pick it up immediately, but she will since she missed a call eventually.
Listen to this.
It drives me nuts. I try to call her.
It's because he's my husband. That's why. Don't let him fool you.
Oh, that's what that was?
All right. So, we're good then.
But let me, before she goes.
Okay, what's next?
The law enforcement service contract.
I had a guy cut my lock last year, the year before, before I started living out there, and I called the sheriff's department, and I had some guy in the town break my chain with a backhoe or something. You know anything about that?
I actually didn't know that was yours, but I vaguely remember something happening. It wasn't intentional, just so you know.
Yeah, so anyway, sure the sheriff never came out. They referred me to the state, and the state trooper came out to do the investigation.
Really?
Yeah, they actually used a battery-operated grinder, metal cutter to freaking cut the lock.
Those things are the worst tool for road crews because people can steal a road sign in no time flat.
Oh, yeah.
That's where that's how the signs are disappearing.
Yes, they are.
So
Does anyone change on this?
Exactly the same. Same amount. Everything.
You need a motion?
Yes.
I make a motion that we accept the Essex County Sheriff's Department law enforcement service contract for the effective July 1st, 2026.
And that's for 12 months?
Yes.
Yep, all the way to June 30th, 2027. Okay.
12 months.
All right. Well, so, okay. We're basically paying them to give us speeding tickets.
If you're speeding, yes. I've got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. To town buildings.
Yeah, just a quick update on the septics. The town hall, the town clerk, and this building was all done. Fire station was not done. I kept trying to contact Jordan, gave him 2 weeks. He replied once in that time, said that they couldn't find it, and I said, you need to find it so the road crew can dig it up. Never heard another thing. So that one did not get pumped. And I don't know.
So any record on how long is
Richard doesn't know where it is?
Richard was having some sort of procedure.
Yes, Richard
done.
Is back.
And back he told Jordan that in their file cabinet down there, there was a little map. When Jordan finally got back to me, he said, I haven't had time to look. And a week had already gone by. And I said, look, you need to find that and let me know. Because the road crew needs to dig it up. Well, never heard another thing until I think the night before. And I said, well, the road crew's not going out at 7 o'clock at night, Jordan, to dig that up. You had 2 weeks, so it didn't get done. So until they dig it up, I'm not calling the septic guy again.
All right.
So I don't know. Don't know what to do.
Is that related to the septic report I saw about?
No, that's
335.
No, that's the state. That's.
I couldn't even find those lots.
They're up here. They're behind us. The two houses behind us. I Googled. I guess something going because it's somebody from the state came up, I guess, and checked the storm drains and the down by the river, I guess.
Down to the river.
Yeah.
So Royal Flush is all set to do that, though, as soon as he does find it?
He said he would come back. I know he wasn't very...
Yeah, I wouldn't think he'd be...
He wasn't really happy.
More on his schedule now.
Yeah, because, you know, he did give us that rate, too, thinking he was going to do 4.
Right.
And then...
How much can you charge?
$350 a tank.
Yeah.
I just paid $400.
We paid $450.
Oh, well, that makes me feel better.
For a different, we went with a different company. But anyway, so.
Okay.
Anyway, that's the only building that didn't get done. The rest of them have all been done and.
All right.
Good to go.
As far as me on the town buildings.
Just a minute. Going back to the sheriff's contract, we're going to authorize the chairman to sign that.
Yeah.
Contract?
We should. You make that motion?
Sure. Yes.
Second that motion. Motion second. All favor say aye.
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 Susan should talk that.
Well.
Well, you're good. Town buildings, as far as I'm concerned, they still searching for people. I think I've met with 5 or 6 people now. They've all said they're going to send me prices, and I haven't seen one yet. So,
and that's this building here?
Yeah. I've met with everyone and called back on a few. A couple have said no, they just not interested. But I guess keep
plugging along. Keep plugging along.
So, and for the town hall, I was talking with Buddy Chapman, and he said there's a fair amount of money you could get for that if we do an audit on that building for weatherization of it, getting it so it can hold heat.
And of course, we'd have to run that through the approval for the historic building, you know, historical rating, if we were going to get that. But to update it? Anything you do to the building, once you're on the registry, they have to approve it.
Not on the registry, I'm sorry, but you can. The registry is an honorary situation. You don't have to, unless you're accepting grant money.
Right.
You don't have to get approval.
You have to do it their way if they're paying.
If they're paying.
If we're doing
right.
it on our own.
If we're just on the register,
we can do what we want.
We can do what we want as long as we're paying for it. Once we accept their grant money, that easement kicks in.
Okay.
And then, so if something like that happened before, we got. Some grant money and signed in paperwork for a historic easement, that would not be up for discussion.
Okay.
So it's all a matter of...
It might not keep us offering it then, if we did it before.
If we did it before, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
As long as we don't change the exterior of the building. Keep it within the...
And I would say, I mean, it's only going to improve the building anyway.
Yes.
Like, it's not, modernizing the
windows.
We're not
going to tear out... Anything else. A lot
insulating
of it's
gaps and things.
Insulating, air sealing, which will help once it is painted, help keep paint on the building. There's not as much expansion, contraction, moisture, all that going through. And that would be through Efficiency in Vermont. So his buddy's company doing foam coating can do audits for the state of Vermont now. So I think an audit is $500. Probably, I can't remember if he said it was, probably could get up to $10,000 to $15,000 back on what we put into it.
Have you included a price on?
But that, yes. You'd do the audit, you'd find out what the core things
you're
are.
You're talking about an energy audit, where they're going to come out and
right.
seal the doors and... windows and do a blow test and all that good stuff.
Insulate, do
and,
all that
and then
stuff.
Do all the recommendations about what we need to do to improve it.
Correct.
And then where's the money come from to pay for all that work? Once they do the audit and they say, okay, this is what you need to do.
Right.
And we're willing to do it for you. Where's that money coming from?
I would assume it would have to come from us and then we would get paid back. I think it's up to $15,000 for that particular building.
Yeah, because we do have a building maintenance fund, but I don't know how much is in it.
I think there was like 80 something.
There's quite a lot of money in that fund.
Yeah, it was a decent amount.
Yeah.
So when have they said when they would want to do that on it?
Well, I can contact them and meet them.
I mean, we've been talking about this for months. I mean, I love to see stuff get done before winter.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to get done before winter.
I'll be honest, my opinion on the town hall is I have zero interest in spending a dime on the town hall other than necessary upkeep until we do something about these buildings. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
But the town hall gets used twice a year. Or during the winter.
Six times.
Well, this year. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. And that's, you know, trying to get both of them going it right now.
Well, yeah.
Well, I don't disagree with the thought either.
Yeah.
This one is used every single day. And
I did come across a grant that can take care of the assessment. That might be a place to start, and you could include this building. They would pay the people to develop a plan.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely saw those kinds of grants where they, you know, it wasn't to do the work, but to develop a plan for the work. So we could actually recoup some of that money if you wanted to, you know, start looking at this building.
This building too, right? And this one definitely needs. And I, you know, I would like to send some sort of feeler out to everyone in the community, whether it's through the polls or I don't know how to get it out to people on what their thoughts are between renovating this building, a new municipal billing without throwing numbers out there, because there's no numbers to be thrown yet. Mm-hmm. Just what people's thoughts are, you know, do you care what it costs? Do you want to keep an old building? Do you want a new building? What are your concerns? What direction would you like us to head in?
That's a great idea, but people don't care. She has 900 registered voters, right?
943.
But at least if we get it out there, then it's an option.
200 people came to elect.
I'm sure there's going to be a bunch of them coming in November.
But either way, whatever we're going to do, it's them that are going to decide it.
Yeah, exactly.
So we want to get a feeler out there and say, hey, what's everybody looking at? You know, because everybody sees all the local towns. They've either redone the old buildings or they've built up new municipal buildings. Or, you know, what are we looking at? What do people want to do?
Well, we can always have, well, I don't know how the board feels about it, but before it gets cold, of course. But like one night we could, well, this is up to the board, have like what we do for informational meetings, say, I don't know what you'd call it, like a input session or I don't know what, you know, and the board goes, everybody's welcome to come, and if they don't show up, they don't show up, but.
And I think, you know, it's important that, you know, we don't just talk about it for another 5 years. Again, get the ball rolling. And that's why I say, get something moving. But it would be nice to have a direction to move towards. You know, what do you guys, what's everybody feel is the best move for this town?
Because we could put like an ad in the paper or, you know.
Tax and now.
Advertising
tax stuff to say, no, we need $2.5 million to build a new building. They're going to.
I don't care what number you throw at the people, and I'm one of these people. I'm not being a hater. No matter what number you throw, it's really going to be a big number compared to what one might think it should be. You know, I mean, everybody in their mind says, you just need four walls, and now you're 1.5 million, 2 million into it. And
yeah.
So, yes.
There are, you know, that could be a thing too, you know, if people just to see what, I mean, this building we have to maintain anyways for as long as we're using it.
Linda, could we do like a little handwritten vote just for us the same time that they do, like we could write up something, you know, like on our own colored paper or whatever in a little separate box and have people say, you know,
like a survey kind of thing.
Yeah, like, how do you feel about a, you know, should new building? Or I mean, I don't know how to word it, but.
We fix up the old one.
Right. One of the two has to know.
And then go from there. So at least they have a chance to give some input.
And I think, you know, as part of it, if it was going to be this building, would be getting Linda over here, getting involved over here, getting it all in one place, turning that into complete library, you know, so people understand what the process would be on keeping it here.
Yeah.
So
just, what about like those
wallpaper up or nothing, but
like those postcards you sent out for the dogs? Do you think we could? And every household got one of those.
Yeah.
But it was like through the post office.
Resident or non-resident?
Taxpayer.
Well, I did it too.
But I mean, couldn't we come up with something like, well, like a survey by?
We had something online on our town website where people would go on there. If that card notified people, hey, go on the town website. We'd like to hear your input. You know, what direction?
We have two thoughts on that. I think all of this stuff for preliminary surveys, formal, informal, whatever, would be one route. I think have it on the warning for next March. And everybody will have the opportunity to vote on it. And if people don't care enough to vote, then we're here for a purpose. And that's however the voters that do vote carry it. We can't be thinking about
the ones that don't vote.
Somebody that doesn't want to bother to vote and then complain afterwards. Mm. And that's what I'd do. But that's just a
How bad are these buildings in, I mean, what kind of shape, what kind of shape are these buildings in? I mean, are they going to last 5, 10, 15, another 20 years?
They're not as bad a shape as some people think they are.
Because I'm feeling like let's pay down some of our other things that we've got in our town equipment and different things and bring some of that down. And then when that gets lowered up, then take on something that's, I don't know, it's just a thought, but.
Well, we don't really owe anybody else any money.
No.
Anything.
Not a cent.
We owe ourselves some money for the truck, but.
Yeah, everything else is paid.
That's issue with business.
This building itself is not, I mean, it's certainly not a brand new building, but it's not, if we don't do anything to it,
oh,
it's going to keep.
Oh, I understand that.
One of the oldest.
And it does need, you know, it needs a lot of freshening up and modernizing and stuff. And it won't be a cheap remodel, but, you know.
If it can last another 30 to 50 years, could it? Just by maintaining it?
Yeah.
So versus what is maybe today a $2 million new building, and 2 years, 3 years now, and then it'll be $6 million because of the dollar value.
The big thing is getting a new vault and everything over here.
Gotcha.
I think.
I'm just really, really mad for them over there.
Yeah,
I had two attorneys yesterday. And
I think that would be a good idea.
Yeah,
put it
I'm
on
trying
the,
to clean
put
stuff
it up
out of the vault so
yeah.
that I can put more.
Either you want a new
yeah.
building or you want to fix up this one.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And however the people that care enough come vote, then we'll work in that direction.
And in the meantime,
can we get a different one that can be installed?
You're going to find us
just
all kinds of money.
Bank.
Yeah.
You know, there's a big
to do
yeah,
this.
I
it's going to take some time.
Well, it's just like when you want to buy a new vehicle, you find all kinds of things wrong with yours.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
So if you want a new building, this one's
like
shit. Right.
Exactly.
Right.
So you're talking about
having
an energy audit or an audit done in this building also?
We've already had it.
We had an engineering report.
That was what, a number of years ago?
That was astronomical. I think it was a little above and beyond what we really needed. But
was that Dancer?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they were in that business.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things that can't be overlooked, too. I mean, just the upstairs porch falling.
Yeah.
That's like the basics out there. Well, I think we just got to snag out of the building maintenance fund and get tidied up around.
I agree.
But you got to find somebody to do it.
Right.
That's what
my opinion is that corner's falling down. How bad a shape is the rest of it in around there? So I mean, someone has to look.
Yeah. But you needed an elevator or something like that, wasn't it? That's something I thought I heard. If you
back to my original question was with Buddy. You know, his next look. Anything to do with the town hall as far as energy audit or anything like that?
I'm not for it, but I'm only 20% of the board. So.
Yeah, that's why we're talking about it. So,
well, if we're going to keep it and use it for the next 200 years, we got to make it
usable,
doable. Yeah, I guess
the thing is, I mean,
spend as little as we can to find out how much we got to spend.
Right, and that's
I guess that would be
the $500.
Yeah, I guess.
For $500, I think we should research it.
Okay, and that'll at least get us going to where.
Find
what
out
it
what
means,
right?
You know, is it going to be a $50,000 or $30,000, $20,000?
Right.
And how much can we get back out of that?
We've got to find that out.
So, hopefully by next month, I can get.
Oh, okay. Did you want me to see if I could get. I don't know if that $500 is something that.
I'd love to see
about.
It. I mean
that's
something we could get back, certainly.
Right, but we'd have to get the grant before we pay them for the audit at that point. So I could start, you know, looking for planning stuff right now.
I guess what we'd like to have you do is find us all the money you can for anything that we can imagine you for.
Yeah.
If you find us enough, we can have things we didn't even know we wanted.
There you
that's
go.
My that's my goal.
And in the immediate future.
Yes.
In the immediate future.
Yeah. All right, so do I need to vote on that?
No.
I don't. I'm lost. Yeah, vote on whatever you're going to do. If you're going to spend money or if you're going to do something, vote on that.
I don't think $500 is going to vote on that.
We'll just have, I'll, that'll get us some info on it.
Yeah.
All right, so cemetery committee?
Well, hold on, sorry. But if Buddy's going to bill us, we need a vote because Audra will.
Buddy will bill us, yes.
Right.
Then I'll move the $500.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor say aye.
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 Good point, sir.
Yeah.
What I was going to suggest to Mindy is that when she comes in to meet with Audra, I think it would be well if you could take she or Susan could give you our present budget and see so that you can see what the various line items are and so on and so forth.
Okay.
From a financial standpoint.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, you can just grab a town report. The whole budget's right in there. Right.
It's online as well, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Cemetery committee. Trees. Big ones.
Big honking trees.
Well, we had the letter.
Yeah.
And I sent everybody the pictures.
Yeah. Yeah. Did the letter go out?
No.
Okay, I think.
Because you guys were going to tweak it or decide whatever.
Yeah, the letter was just.
That was like a draft. I didn't.
For us to look at, yeah.
Yeah, because I didn't even know how to get it started, to be honest with you.
Well, that was a good start.
I guess the only thing I thought about that was is this the point in time we want to let the landowner know that we might be willing to pay for that? Oh, I just wait and see, because I mean, the letter is perfect, just to find out what he says, but there's no indication that, well, what maybe we expect him to pay for it, to remove the trees?
I don't know, but,
oh,
like from the pit, I don't know if you looked at the pictures.
I think we should send a letter and get a response from him,
right.
And then we'll decide who's going to pay for it.
You know, yeah, hold
on. There's some very, very valuable trees there. And Richard was there this afternoon when I went up to check my lots. The flowers that Jim takes care of for me. And there's some valuable wood on that lot. And
yeah, well, I guess I'll make a motion to send the letter as it was drafted.
Second.
I got a motion, a second. All in favor say aye.
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 I think that wraps it up.
I'd like to request a short executive session to discuss a personnel matter.
Yep.
You may.
Okay.
Can I just say something real quick?
Sure.
If you do have Buddy and you're checking down there, don't let him near my clock or my pendulum. Nobody goes close to that.
Most of what that's going to be is like,
oh, well, I don't want nothing blown on my big.
I don't want anything on it either.
That was my project, and I don't want it blowing.
I want you to get a key to get into there anyway, so.
Thank you, Mindy.
Of course, thank you.
Georgie, where are you going? We're not done.
All right. That means it's
break down. It's time for a
snack. Who's making the motion for executive?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Motion second. All right.
All right.